Welcome to PARP Inhibitors and Four Common Cancers, a special audio program developed from a satellite CME symposium held at the 2019 American Association of Cancer Research annual meeting in Atlanta. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. This program features discussion on the biology, research data, and treatment of four common cancers, namely of the ovary, breast, pancreas, and prostate. Our faculty for the program included Dr. Emmanuel Antonarakis on prostate cancer, Dr. Michael Pishvian on pancreatic cancer, Dr. Kathleen Moore on ovarian cancer, and Dr. Melinda Telly on breast cancer. To begin, I asked each faculty member to briefly summarize their broad vision on the genomic nature of the specific cancer they specialize in, with relationship to the typical germline and somatic mutation profile, beginning with Dr. Antonarakis.
About 25% of prostate cancers have a DRD mutation, and about half of those are germline. So you can think of it as a 1 in 4 chance that you'll have a DRD mutation, and then a 1 in 8 chance that that mutation will be in the germline or rising in the germline. Most of those are BRCA2. The second most common is ATM, and then the rest of them are quite rare individually. And the mismatch repair genes are very rare in the 1% to 2% range.
Mike, how do you conceptualize the genomics of pancreatic cancer? How would you compare to what you just heard from Emmanuel about prostate?
Yeah, I think for pancreatic cancer, it's definitely a smaller number. Probably about 3% to 5% of pancreatic cancer patients harbor BRCA mutations. There are other DNA damage repair or DRD mutations that can occur. And when you add it all up, about 17% to 25% of pancreatic cancers harbor these types of mutations. And I think what's most significant about it is that pancreatic cancer is a very difficult disease to treat. And so any opening into a window of another way to be able to treat these cancers is something that we're really excited to be able to jump on top of.
So Melinda, let's talk a little bit about breast cancer, and you've heard these two tumors, which are a little bit late comers to the game, so to speak, but pretty active players now, quickly. How do you conceptualize breast cancer? How often do you see germline mutations in breast cancer patients? And what about the other patients in terms of BRCA-ness or DRD likeness?
Yeah, so I think for breast cancer, this is, of course, one of the classic tumor types associated with BRCA1 and 2. And so we've been clinically testing the germline for these mutations for many, many years now. About 5 years ago, we started to move into more expanded germline testing in breast cancer. And if you look overall, up to 10% of breast cancer is related to a mutation in a single gene, many in the homologous recombination DNA repair pathway. BRCA1, BRCA2, about 6% or so. The next most common are PALB2, ATM, CHEK2, and then there's sort of a smattering of the rarer mutations that make up the rest.
Any comments in general about, you know, what we're learning about the kinds of somatic mutations that occur, Melinda, and what the difference is in terms of sensitivity to PARP or prognosis? Are we starting to get some granularity about the types of DRD mutations?
I think a lot of the studies in breast cancer are still ongoing. We do have some data that shows platinum and PARP inhibitor sensitivity in tumor BRCA mutations that are somatic and not germline. But beyond that, I think it's all still being explored.